Blog Talk Radio.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice, Mr. Luther Vandross. Wow, if only for one night. And you know, I've mentioned this song to a lady before, and, you know, not insinuating anything, but just telling her how much I really love this song, and, her immediate response was, "But why just one night?" Like, And I was just trying to tell her that he says, if only for one night. I mean, it could go on for a lifetime, but, you know, let me hold you close just for one night if this is something that that we possibly won't be able to do ever again. And so, you know, the implication is that, you know, I feel the desire and the need to hold you right now, and I don't want to let you go. And let's just make this happen now. And if you decide that it's something you don't want to pursue afterward, then cool. And nobody needs to know. But I believe after this night, you will want more and more. So that's what I got out of the song, Elise, and I thought the lyrical content was incredible. But how are you guys doing today on this beautiful Saturday afternoon? And you know what? If you're downloading, going into the archives and getting this show, wherever you are, whatever time it is, how are you doing? Like, where are you? You know, how you feel? You know, a lot of us feel a little loveless, like we're missing something. We're not getting enough of what life has to offer when it comes to love, and we are desperately seeking that feeling, and it is something to seek for because it's a beautiful thing, and we know that, and we want it, and we want it again. And so I just want to encourage you to, as you're looking forward to that moment when that happens for you, rather it's the intimate kind of love, or just love from a friend, or love from a family member, as you are actively seeking that desire, that moment, I want to encourage you to love somebody else. You know, allow yourself to be used in that way. Allow, you know, what your purpose may be for someone in the moment to come through. Open up your gates. Let your light, your candle, light another candle. Don't keep it all to yourself and get into a self-pity party. Open up the gates. Let it flow. And believe me, it will come back to you over and over and over. Because the gift of giving is an amazing, there's an amazing return on it. And that return is watching someone enjoy what you're giving them and the way that they respond to it. So what I'm saying is that give yourself. If you want to be loved, give love, and love will return. And you may be the beginning of this whole thing. So I hope that you know, would think about that. Love is an amazing thing. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a crazy feeling. It is everything. It makes you feel complete, and it makes you happy. So if you're not feeling that right now, like I said, give of yourself and allow yourself to be used for someone else. And in return, you will feel the love. And you'll feel much better. So, I thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to continue to play some great old school love songs for you, okay? So, let's just kick back and enjoy one another. have a great evening. I hope there's someone there that makes you feel the way that you want to feel. And I want to play something for you that this is what I mean by giving of yourself to make someone else feel what you have been desiring. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Check this out. I'll be right back. Them You know, and you heard the applause. I had to fade it out because it kept going and kept going and kept going, because we all can appreciate that kind of appreciation. So I'm going to play something for you that kind of, if you don't happen to know who Sammy Davis Jr. is, if you might be younger and from a different generation and you don't know his history, but he was an incredible entertainer, and he played drums as well. But you wouldn't have known that. I mean, he was really a good drummer. Me being a drummer, I was like, whoa, this guy is incredible. But he was just this marvelous, very classy entertainer. So I'm going to play you a song from him right now, something that he did. It was very famous. It's called Mr. Bodangle. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You a man who tangles any dance to you in worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He would do the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he'd lightly touch down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the very eyes of age. As he spoke right out, talked of life, laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said his name was Bojangles. Then he danced a lick right across the cell. Grab his pants, take a better stance, jump up high. That's when he clicked his heels. Then he let go that laugh. Lord, 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 he'd let go a laugh. Shake back his clothes all around. That was Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Dance. Told me of the times he worked with minstrel shows, traveling throughout the South. Spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he, they would travel about. But his dog had been died. Dog just got old and died, but after 20 years he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance and honky tonk for my drinks and chips. The more the dime I spend behind the county bar. You see, son, then he shook his head. Lord God, when he shook his head, I could swear I heard someone say, please, please. That's Mr. Bojangles. Yeah.
come back and dance. Please Bojangles, they're calling Mr. Bojangles.
Makes me feel fine, blowing through
what great music from Mr. Stevie Wonder. Man, that's taking us way back. All I do is think about you. Amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, I just want to say that we're very, very blessed that, you know, the tornado or hurricane or whatever it is that was over there in Mexico, that when it hit land, it didn't come in as strong as it was anticipated. It was supposed to be off the charts in terms of, you know, I think it was coming in at 200 miles an hour, and they were talking about taking houses away real easily, and, you know, and also human life. And so I'm just so grateful that, you know, at this point, from what I know, that we didn't lose any human life because of it. I'm quite sure there's a lot of water, and it's a, and that's all good. We're used to that kind of stuff. But when it's, when we lose, you know, people that we love and just human life, it's very devastating. So praise God that everything is okay. I thank you so much for tuning into the Love Zone, and I'm going to keep on going here with some great love songs from the old school. And this one here is very special to me. I hope you can enjoy it from the Manhattans. We'll be right back. wow. Don't you just love those turnarounds? Oh, man, that old school music was just an amazing time. And so I'm going to keep it going because I have some more great songs for you on WDKK Radio. Now, you know, this guy, I don't know what he did to make her want to leave him, but Lord have mercy, he begged her to death not to go. And it is amazing because when I'm listening to these songs, and that was obviously a live performance, and when I'm listening to these songs, either, you know, the thoughts that come to my mind is either he missed his calling, and he probably should have been a preacher. Or because he grew up in that type of environment, that's what comes across in his performance, and so his performances. So it is just very interesting, and I guess that's why he was the king of soul, because he combined that R&B thing, that blues thing, and that gospel thing all together. And it is just, what an amazing performer he was. So thank you, Mr. James Brown, for that. Please, girl, don't leave him. He begged you so much, we're going to beg you to stay too. So hopefully he didn't do anything too bad. But listen, I'm going to take you to Philadelphia right now. We're going to leave Georgia. That's, I know where he was at. But we're going to take you up to Philadelphia, and we're going to let you hang out with the Delphonics on WDKK Radio with Hey Love.
Oh, Cause I'm lonely.
I heard there's no party like a Motown party. Michigan, the Motor City. Man, those were the great old times. And man, I tell you, I went out to see Motown Review with my girl, and we had a good time. And it was fun. And it was an experience. It wasn't just fun, it was an experience. And it just reminded me of all the things, you know, as I was a little kid growing up, and, you know, all the things that we went through. And it just showed the history of my life, actually, just watching it with Martin Luther King Jr., his experience, and just on and on and on, and how the motor industry had grew in Detroit, and watching Motown grow, breaking all kind of records, coming out and pleasing, you know, the ears of listeners, despite the cultures. And just breaking the color lines. I mean, I loved it. It was an amazing time, and the music that they did, Berry Gordy, how blessed he was to actually make his dream come true, and we all were witnesses of it and experienced it and enjoyed it. So thank you, Mr. Berry Gordy. I've had the opportunity to meet his children, which has been a wonderful thing for me. And they're great. They're great people, and great job once again. He has really built a legacy for himself and his family, and we truly appreciate what he has done for the music industry. So, You know, this here particular song that I'm going to play next for you guys, this is dedicated to any woman that's going through something, that's really having a difficult time. And there's some things that some people don't understand, especially men. We're a little slow at the wheel when it comes down to a woman's feelings and what she may be experiencing and going through. So this particular song, I want to dedicate it to all those women that are hurting, that are going through something, and we just want you to know we appreciate you. We love you despite the fact that we don't understand, but we do love you. And so just kick back. This is a group called New Birth. What a wonderful group, great musicians, and I truly miss them to my heart, because this band was incredible. You know, they still perform, but they don't perform as that group that they were back in the 70s and the 80s. So, anyway, but check this song out. I'm dedicating it to the women, all of the women that have been going through stuff or still going through stuff, and we don't understand. But I want you to know we love you despite that. All right.
Possession, I would pick them from the garden to the mine. Yeah.
You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby.
hard to go away from Motown. I mean, when you're talking about old school, I mean, Motown dominated the charts. They dominated the airwaves. They just, they were amazing. So, but anyway, that was a great, beautiful song by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And I just wanted to share with you about New Birth, that song with New Birth, man. Wasn't that incredible? I told you. I mean, Wildflower is an amazing song, and they really put that together, and I'm so impressed. And that song is so beautiful, and it's such a... you know, I mean, we truly a way of just honoring the women and respecting them, and you know, the ones that go through so much. And the lyrical content in that song, if you just go to Google and just type in the lyrics to Wildflower, I mean, the lyrics are just amazing. So thank you, writers, for, you know, coming up with these great lyrics for us to enjoy on WDKK. Now, I am moving to the 80s, 79, 80, 81. I want to play some stuff that we did because I learned from Motown. I mean, that was where, you know, I mean, they were the teachers, you know. And so Leon Silvers, the producer that I worked with, I mean, he studied Motown. And then because he studied them, I had to study them as a drummer, you know, just to know what he wanted from me. And then, you know, as we continued to work, I became a songwriter. And as then, you know, he just kind of threw me in there as a producer and made me produce. I shouldn't have opened my big mouth, but, you know, I did tell him. We were roommates at the time, and I said, you know, Leon, I want to produce, and, you know, that's my goal, you know, songwrite. You know, learn how to write first and then become a producer. And I promise you, within the next 4 months, he threw me in the studio with Glenn Jones and had me producing an artist. And I truly appreciate that because I was truly drowning. It was the most difficult time of my professional career because, you know, I didn't expect for him to do that. But he put me there, and with all the help with Ricky Freeze and Dana Marshall and Dana Myers, we ended up getting through it. And I just thank God for that opportunity and thank Leon for making it possible. So, but anyway, so I'm going to play you something from the stuff that we did, okay? So this here is a beautiful love song. If anybody's in love or, you know, you engage and you want to get married to a woman, here's a song for you. WDKK Radio.
Making me feel You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And experience taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
For tuning in to WDKK. We love you desperately. And that song is dedicated to all of the ladies that their man wasn't able to call their name out. But I can call out my girl, Gayla. All right, so I'm going to dedicate that song to her. And but guys, you know, have a blessed weekend. Take care of yourselves. And, you know, tune in to WDKK. We have a great show for you guys next week with, who do we have coming on? I forgot. D.A. Williams, where are you when I need you? But anyway, Confunction, that's the name of the group. They will be on next week. So you guys tune in for Confunction, all right? And just remember, always remember, because when it comes down to love and music, it truly is a love thing between me and you guys. Good night. Thank you.